I just want to clear up a misconception, because you know we were singing before about Jesus our God. I'm not sure which song that is. Somewhere in there we're talking about Jesus our God, and this is not going to do the subject necessarily justice. But I think it's good for us to know that, you know, like what we mean when we say things like that, Jesus our God, because most people just say, you know, with the typical teaching about the Father and the Son being equal, and we agree with that. And the Bible says that you should honor the Son the same way we honor the Father. So, you know, Jesus is not like some lesser being or something like that than the Father is. He's exactly who the Father is. That's why you can look at Jesus and see the Father, because he's not missing anything from the Father. But to say, though, or to think, rather, that we there's not an order to that, the Father and then the Son, is actually wrong. And with the typical teaching of the Trinity and stuff like that today in the church, we don't acknowledge that, and the Bible explicitly says that, and it's wrong that we do that to people. We make it very confusing for people to understand who we're even talking to when we praise the Lord. You know, it's almost like, well, it's the Trinity, so you could be talking to any three of them, you know? We make it really sound like there's three different people that are all the same person, and that's wrong. The Bible doesn't say that. We believe in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, but to say that they're all the same God, in other words, the same person, it's not right. It's not correct. I mean, it's not even rational, but it's not correct. I believe that if we're teaching something, it should make sense. You know, God's able to give us revelation on who he is. We shouldn't just throw out concepts called Trinity, and it doesn't make any sense, but, well, it's what we believe. Then we shouldn't say that. Just very, very quickly, the Father, and this may not make a whole lot of sense to you at first, but gave birth to the Son. And Jesus was never created. The Hebrew says that Jesus was never created, but Jesus was born at a certain point in time. And I'm not talking about being born from Mary. I'm talking about in the beginning. Jesus was born from the Father. It doesn't mean he was in the womb of the Father 9 months. Obviously, that's our concept of birthing somebody. But Jesus was born of the Father. I'm not even 100% sure on how that looks exactly and, you know, how that happens exactly. But the Bible says it. It says Jesus is the firstborn over all creation. And that's not talking about when he was born of Mary. That's talking about in the beginning. Okay, so that's a fact. And to say that the Father submits to the Son, or the Son submits to the Father, like that's interchangeable, like you can just say that, is wrong. The Son, Jesus, submits to the Father. In rank, the Son submits to the Father. Now, that doesn't mean that the Son is not all who the Father is. Okay, I mean, think about it. I submit to Pastor Jose, right? But we're the same in Christ, but I submit to Pastor Jose here, right? I'm not the pastor, but I submit to him, right? For what reason? Because there's an order to things, right? Now, we're the same in Christ, but I submit to Pastor Jose. You know, in Christ, we're all the same, but you submit to different people at work. You submit to different people here. The Father does not submit to the Son. The Son submits to the Father. And that will blow your Trinity thing right out of the window, because you can't say that when you believe in this concept called the Trinity. Again, I'm not saying there's not such thing as the Father having a Son and they have a Spirit. So there's such thing as that. But like I said, I'm not going to try and debunk every single thing you've ever heard before. But when you say Jesus our God, they are two separate people. They are two separate people, okay? Jesus doesn't submit to himself, okay? Like that's if we're speaking out of revelation, it should always make sense. That's what revelation is. Makes sense. That when God gives you revelation of something, it's like, oh, light bulb goes off. That makes sense. Okay, so rationally, the Father is the one true God. He gave birth to a Son, Jesus Christ, not of Mary. I'm talking about in the beginning, before the world was created. Remember, this is in Colossians chapter 1. You can check me up on it. Firstborn over all creation. He gave birth to a Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus was always with the Father. He was born as a person in the beginning. The Bible, there's no two ways about that. The Father gave birth to a Son. They both have the same Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. Very, very, very simple to understand. That sounds rational, right? There's two actual people that have the same Spirit, the Father, the Son, and their Holy Spirit. Okay? That's exactly how the Bible teaches it. When you say Jesus our God, please don't think that you're saying Jesus is the Father. Okay? Jesus is our God. But God is basically like saying, for lack of time, I'll just say it this way, like it's like referring to him as our master, our leader, okay? Our God. Even the devil is called a god over this world. The word God doesn't mean the Father. The word God is a title. It's a position. Otherwise, the Bible itself wouldn't be able to call the devil God. It says it in 2 Corinthians that the devil is God over this world. Okay? Is he the Father? No, obviously. The devil's not our God, but it's the world's God. Jesus is our God. It's in the sense that he's our leader. It doesn't mean that he's the Father. You understand? Okay? The Father has preeminence over the Son, and that you cannot squeeze that into a Trinity kind of doctrine. The Father has preeminence over the Son. There's nowhere in Scripture that says they both have the same authority. There's no, Jesus has all authority over all the world. He is Lord of all. But the Father is Lord over Christ. The Bible says, just like a man is head of his wife, that Christ is the head of the man, and the Father is the head of Christ. The reason why this sounds new is because we're not taught it, not because the Bible hasn't said it from the beginning. That's the way that Scripture teaches it, okay? There's so many things. The Bible talks about this, and you could read 1 Corinthians chapter 15 also. It talks about how all authority, all things being put under Jesus' feet, with the exception of the one that gave him that authority, the Father. This is not hard stuff. The only reason why it sounds new is because we're not taught that. So I just wanted to make sure that, you know, when we say things like Jesus is our God, that's fine. He is our God. I'm not trying to demote him. He is our God. But you're not saying that he is the Father. Okay? There's a difference between the Father and the Son. The Father had a Son. The Father sent his Son for us. It's important that we make that distinction. Okay? There are two people. It's not the same in God. It's two different people. Okay? Who are the same in every likeness, but again, I'm not going to rehash what I just said. Son submits to the Father, that whole thing, right? So if you would want verses for that, again, I gave you a few. 1 Corinthians 15, Ephesians 5, John chapter 17. There's a bunch of verses for that. A bunch of verses. I can give you more. But that's it for now. I just wanted to share that with you, okay? Again, I do want to debunk the typical Trinity teaching today because it is wrong. Nobody has any verse for the Trinity except for baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. From that verse, they literally take out all this stuff that has no scriptural basis. I hope you see when you compare things, at least have somebody give you scriptural base at the very least, okay, when you're hearing things. So we're going to pray, and then I won't take any more time. All right, let's just pray. Father, thank you so much, Lord, for your truth, Lord, that you've given to us. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son, your only begotten Son, Lord, not even talking about Mary there, your only begotten, your only born Son, who was born in the beginning of you, Father, who is your exact representation, your exact likeness, who is all of who you are, Father. You sent your exact likeness to us, Lord, in flesh, and he became flesh, Lord. He dwelt and lived among people that he created. And I thank you so much, Father, for the fact that Jesus is all of who you are, and Father, anyone that demotes him, Lord, is not of you. Thank you so much, Father. Christ is all of who you are. The Son that submits to you, Father, he is all of who you are. He is your exact representation, the brightness of your glory. And I thank you, Father, that anyone that demotes him and says that he is not Lord of all, that he is not all of who the Father is not from you, Father. That's not what we're saying. Thank you so much, Father, that we can see things clearly, though, and see things rationally with a rationalization, Lord, if that's even a word, that comes from your Holy Spirit. So I thank you so much for that, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is able to rationalize things into our hearts. Being a Christian is not just believing things, as we say, by faith that we don't understand. Faith is understanding. If we say we have faith, that means we understand full circle what's going on here. We don't believe things by faith that we just can't comprehend. It's contradicting ourselves. Faith is comprehension. It is understanding. Faith is a method of understanding. Understanding, maybe we don't see it, but we do understand it. That's what faith is. So, Father, I thank you so much for that. Thank you, Father, that all your people are wise people, discerning people in the Spirit, and they have every opportunity, Lord, in listening to you to receive that into their heads. So I thank you so much, Father, for all that. Thank you, Father, for a rational church, Lord, that you are, you're promoting that, Lord. You're promoting that we will be able to think the way that you think. So, Father, thank you so much for that. We listen to you, and thank you, Father, if we want to give today, we give, Lord, toward your scripture, Lord, that's taught. We give toward your word that's taught. Thank you so much, Father, for the message that's here. In the name of Jesus. Amen.